In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Before I forget, there will be Mass tomorrow morning. So, what did I just say? There will be Mass tomorrow morning, 8:30. Same bat time, same bat channel. When Jesus sent out the 12, he gave them power and authority. Now notice he gave it to them. They didn't have power and authority in and of themselves. It's what we call vicarious power. They act in the name of Jesus. And he gave them the power and the authority to do what he did, to cast out demons, to cure diseases, to proclaim the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. And to emphasize the fact that they were acting in his name, with his power, he told them to pack light. Take nothing from the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. If you've ever seen me pack for a trip, you know that I don't obey this, so I'm bad. But what this did is it underlined the fact that it was not through their abilities or their power or their foresight that they would do what they did. Everything was under the power and the authority and the providence of God. And they weren't even to shop around for the best lodging. You know, whatever house you stay in, just stay there and leave from there. Don't go say, well, you know, they got a better house over there. Let's go over there. And he told them not even to worry about whether they were accepted or rejected. That if someone rejected them, just shake the dust from their sandals, and then God would take care of them. When we spread the gospel, when we do good things, are we doing them in and of ourselves? No. We're allowing God's grace to come through us, and we're allowing God to work through us. You know, once you get to the point where you realize that God's the one who's in charge, that he's the one doing the heavy lifting, life becomes so much easier. Because all we have to do then is to be faithful to him. We don't have to worry about being successful or being popular or anything like that. We just simply have to worry about being faithful to God. And that's the one we need to be faithful to. We don't need to be faithful to one another. We don't need to be faithful to any earthly power. We simply need to be faithful to God. And if we do that, everything else will fall into place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.